Welcome to Have You Heard, the AABP podcast. My name's Dr. Fred Gingrich. I'm the executive director of AABP. This is going to be a pretty short podcast, just with a couple of updates from AABP. And then hopefully next week we will resume our normal show of information from research articles and interesting topics for cattle veterinarians. I wanted to remind our listeners that while this emerging dairy disease is going on, AABP will continue to provide resources as well as updates as we receive them. There is a lot that is unknown now, and there are several concerns from the entire industry about how this disease is behaving and newly identified herds in other states. We want to make sure that we are sticking to our scientific talking points and making sure that we are working with producers and identifying herds, and immediately calling your state veterinarian if you suspect this clinical syndrome is in your herd. If you go to our homepage, you can click on the scrolling pictures that says emerging dairy cattle disease, and that will take you to a dedicated page on our website where we will upload all of our resources. We will have a biosecurity plan on there this week. We hope to have some information about diagnostics, and we'll also have information from our disease reporting portal, which you can voluntarily put information into that reporting portal. You can also contact me directly, and I can put you in touch with an epidemiologist who is coordinating with USDA to do some epidemiologic investigations on affected herds. So you can email me, fred@aabp.org, and we can assist you with that. I also wanted to provide you with an update about the member benefits of AABP. Our dues renewal season is now open, and we emailed all of our members to remind them that their AABP dues renewal season is now open. We will send a hard copy invoice to all members in our database, and you can also renew online. There will be a link in the show notes, but on our homepage, if you click the button that says join AABP/renew on the main menu bar, you will be able to renew your dues. I wanted to tell you, what do you get with your dues from AABP? Well, we have three major buckets of activity that we provide to our members. In those buckets, how are they funded? AABP is primarily funded through membership dues. That is our largest revenue category. Our second largest revenue category is revenues from conference, and then we have some advertising revenue. But those are our big revenue items, are our member dues. We are not funded by outside entities. We are funded by our members. And in so doing, our primary goal is to provide resources to cattle veterinarians. Those three big buckets that I previously mentioned are continuing education, advocacy, and support for the AABP Foundation. In the continuing education bucket, we have greatly expanded our continuing education resources for our members. Historically, AABP has had an annual conference, and that remains our largest event. This September, we will be in Columbus, and registration will open in about a month. Make sure you check out the registration page when that opens to come to Columbus for our big conference. But we have also added a recent grad conference, which is typically in February each year. We have webinars, we have this podcast, we have open access online publications, we have practice management workshops, we have seminars outside of the conference now, and we also record all of our conference sessions, recent grad and annual conference, as well as all of our webinars, and all of those session recordings are available free to AABP members. So our primary mission is to provide continuing education to cattle veterinarians, and we have greatly increase the amount of CE that we have available to AABP members. If you're not an AABP member, I strongly encourage you to join us so you can take advantage of just this opportunity. The other thing in regards to CE that AABP has done in the last several years is we have added race approval to all of our CE offerings, which is accepted in the majority of states. And AABP CE is already approved in many states as it is as well. So you can get CE from AABP, and that can qualify you for your professional continuing education. Talking about seminars outside of the AABP conference, this year, three of them that we'll offer, in addition to our grant-funded practice management workshops. We have a dairy performance seminar, which will be held here at the AABP office in Ashland, Ohio in April. That is sold out. We have our embryo transfer seminar, which will teach you how to do embryo transfer. Registration for that is now open. That will be held in Blacksburg, Virginia at the end of July. And then we have a beef cow-calf nutrition seminar. Registration for that is now open as well. That will be held at the Ohio State University Ambulatory Clinic in Marysville, Ohio. That's about 30, 40 minutes from the Columbus Airport. And that is taught by Drs. Jeffrey Hall, Chris Chase, and David Rethorst. It'll be about cow-calf nutrition, immune function as it's related to nutrition and trace minerals, some basic ration design, coccidiosis control for cow-calf ranches and stockers, as well as fly control and external parasites for cow-calf operations. The last day of that two-day seminar, we will have a wet lab with live animals, beef cows, and Dr. Jeffrey Hall will instruct you how to perform a liver biopsy. So attendees will get to practice liver biopsies at that seminar. Both of those seminars, registrations are now open. You can click on the scrolling pictures on the homepage. Now, if that wasn't enough CE, we've got some exciting news. We get a lot of interest from several members that want to know if we're going to do a hybrid annual conference, live stream it. We are unable to do that just from a labor standpoint as well as a cost standpoint. It costs upwards of $200,000 for us to live stream a conference, and so that just doesn't pencil out for us. However, we do get a lot of requests for CE near the end of the year. So this year, we are going to try to have a virtual-only conference. We will have two of them. One of them will be dairy-focused, and one of them will be beef-focused. They'll be over a two-day time period. We will submit that for race approval. It will be 100% virtual. It will also be recorded. And if you register for that conference, you'll have access to those recordings almost immediately. The rest of the membership will have access to those recordings a couple of months later. So stay tuned for that information. That will be towards the end of the year, that virtual conference, and we will open up registrations for that probably in October. So we're excited about even adding more CE. Let's talk a little bit about advocacy. Certainly with this dairy cattle emerging disease outbreak, AABP has been tirelessly working with our members, diagnosticians, and regulatory agencies, as well as our allied groups, the AVMA, National Milk Producers Federation, and National Cattlemen's Beef Association, to develop resources for our members. I think that's a great example of what organized veterinary medicine does. Two other really big advocacy pieces that we have addressed in 2023 and into 2024. One is protecting the VCPR. It is very important to me that AABP protects our practicing veterinarians. It is very important to me that AABP protects the veterinarian-client-patient relationship. And we have strongly advocated that the only way that relationship can be established is through an in-person farm visit. And it can be maintained through farm visits as well as using virtual medicine, telemedicine, only within an established VCPR. Several states have proposed allowing the virtual establishment of a VCPR, which we believe would be detrimental to a private practicing veterinarian. We also do not believe that it allows the veterinarian to develop a relationship with the producer where they would feel comfortable prescribing protocols or treatments without that first establishment of the relationship. We've also worked with AVMA on the xylazine issue. Currently, the House of Representatives passed a version that we really liked, which exempted the veterinary product from becoming controlled. Right now, it's a moving target. The Senate wants to amend the Controlled Substances Act, which would schedule xylazine, but still allow veterinarians to use it as we do currently, both protect the supply, work with the manufacturers to make sure that they can still produce xylazine under the proposed legislation, as well as allow veterinarians to use and prescribe it in their normal course of practice. That would require veterinarians to have a DEA registration to order, purchase, or prescribe xylazine. You should make sure you check with your state regulations if that does pass, but we'll have more information on that. But we continue to advocate tirelessly for all cattle veterinarians, as well as beef and dairy producers, working with AVMA and other allied organizations. So that's our second big bucket that we continue to do. We do that for everybody, regardless if you're paying your dues or not. So please, if you appreciate our advocacy efforts alone, I would ask you to please join AABP and support our efforts with that. And then finally, support of the AABP Foundation. AABP does authorize funds from AABP to the AABP Foundation each year. That primarily helps us to support student externship grants and education grants. The foundation also funds practice-relevant clinical research trials. And so these are research projects that are funded by the foundation. We usually do one beef and one dairy each year. Those will be selected for 2024 soon, and we had some great proposals. And then finally, the other item that the AABP Foundation does is scholarships, and we have greatly expanded the number of scholarships as well as the amount of funding for those scholarships. The scholarships are funded through membership donations. That would be our Amstutz Scholarship, our Frank Welcome Scholarship, our Edwin Robertson Scholarship, and our James H. Bias Scholarship. And then we also have some industry-supported scholarships, the Merck Animal Health Bovine Veterinary Student Recognition Award, and the Zoetis Foundation Scholarship. Lots of scholarships. We will give over $300,000 worth of scholarships this year, as well as $60,000 in grants and up to $50,000 in research grants. So you add all that up and we're giving well over $400,000, $425,000 through our AABP Foundation on an annual basis. I want to thank all of our members as well as our industry sponsors. Again, I would ask each of you that is listening to this podcast, if you're not an AABP member, please join us. Help us with our advocacy efforts. Take part in our continuing education to improve your practice, as well as that help to support those awards. A support of the AABP Foundation. If you are a member, I'd like to ask you to renew your dues today by going to that link, submit your dues payment, and the office will get you updated in 2 to 3 business days. And while you're there, please consider any donation amount to one of the foundation funds. Thank you so much for your membership in AABP and for listening to our podcast. Everybody have a great week.